You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
If you want to get your money's worth, stay right here, because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price for the million-dollar man.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. Obviously, there's somebody in studio with me today. We've got Justin Main coming with us. He's getting ready for BCWA this Saturday, Wyandotte, the Copeland Center. How you doing, brother man?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Just staying busy, you know, with the acting career and the wrestling stuff and whatnot. I'm glad to be on here finally. I know you guys tried to lock me down several times, so
we have been trying to get this done for like quite a minute, and that's why I was like, you know, this is probably a good one. And I, you know, it's funny, I have a feeling that your hating ass opponent is probably gonna be chiming in talking trash at some point, because the last time we had one of his opponents on, he did that too.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
You know,
it wouldn't surprise me.
So tell us about it, man. What are your thoughts on your match with Logan going into the Saturday?
It's just weird, man. Like, I remember when BCWA first like relaunched, one of the first few names that I was talking about just bringing back onto the roster, because I was right when it relaunched, I had a pretty heavy hand in everything that was going on in terms of, you know, what we were going to do, where we're going to go, like who we should bring back. And, you know, Logan was one of the first few names, and it was like, to me, the coolest thing once we actually got him back, because he's such a talented performer. He's such a talented wrestler. So when we got him back on the show and he, you know, he started wrestling again, and he looks like a million bucks, man. This is the best he's ever looked, the best he's ever performed. And I was excited, but then like all this crap started happening, and I guess that's kind of where we're at now. A lot of it started with that whole triple threat match that we had back in, I think it was April, but it is what it is. Just dealing with it one day at a time.
So, first of all, excuse me for being rude. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So, you can find me on Facebook, Justin Main. Just look up Justin Main. You'll find me somewhere on there. I have a like page as well. You can like that if you choose. I have an Instagram at Justin Main Official. Twitter is at Justin Main Off. And I have a Snapchat, The Justin Main. Don't forget, Main is spelled M-A-N-E, not M-A-I-N, like some people actually spell.
Good thing you clarify that, because my last name, I get collision all the time because it looks just like it, except there's one I'm missing. But you know, it's funny because it doesn't piss me off, but I get a kick out of it because my dad gets so angry about it. But you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you're checking out the website. All of our past episodes are there, as well as links to our sponsors. All that good stuff. So you can find us at KO3CPod.com and YouTube at 93Counts. So as we were talking about, you said Logan was one of the names that you guys had talked about wanting to bring back in. For us, man, the first time we saw him, I think it was for the Alliance Battle Royal. And Devin and I have talked about it on the show. And there were – I mean, we literally looked at each other like, shit, who the fuck is this guy? Because, we were still – I think that might have been maybe third or fourth show, but that was the first – I mean, yeah. But that was the first time we'd seen Logan. So it was like, all right, you know, that's an interesting one. And then we started to see a little bit more of it, and then there was the match between him and Orlando Christopher that was insane. So, I mean, I definitely can see the point and why they'd want to bring him back. But what are your thoughts on the whole – Dread King deal, man, because every time you look at his promos, man, it's he's always trying to be that evil bastard king character, man. So what's your thoughts on it, and how does that play into your game? Do you think he's going to try to play any mind games, anything like that?
I think he's watched a little bit too much of Game of Thrones, if you ask me personally. But I mean, he has this whole thing where he wants to think that, like, this whole king character gimmick, whatever, maybe it's just him in real life, because I knew a different Logan way back in the day. If it helps him get into a more intense state, then I guess it works for him. I mean, this is literally the strongest I've ever seen him. He's always been like a strong dude, but like this,
now he's in good shape. Like not only is he strong, he's athletic too.
Like he's crazy strong now. And if it's related to the Dread King persona that he's adopted, then by all means, like, it works for him. But he seems to forget who exactly I am and what I'm all about. Like, him and I go way back. Like, we go back to like 2007-ish. Like, I was there right when he first started, and he was there right when I first started. Like, I'm very, very familiar with Logan. We've wrestled each other on more than one occasion. And it seems like he's just kind of forgetting exactly who Justin Maine is. Like, yeah, he may be a little bit bigger than me, but I'm quite experienced. I'm quite athletic myself. I'm quite strong. And I think this Saturday, when we finally lock up, you know, one-on-one, you guys are going to get a nice little taste of what that's all about.
So, you know, it's been a little bit since you had lost your BCWA title. You know, you've got this match with Logan coming up here. You know, Orlando Christopher has been doing his thing out there too. You know, like, we've seen you other places too, like Clash and around the area. You know, what are your goals right now for, you know, wrestling as a whole? You know, with all, you know, you're doing the movie thing and you got BCWA and you've got all these things, you know,
yeah.
Is BCWA like your main home at this point? Are you bouncing around? Do you got goals to just try to take all kinds of belts? What's up for you?
I would say as of recently, BCWA has been kind of like the most consistent place that I've performed at. I do wrestle for Clash Wrestling over in Taylor. I think it's like Brownstown now. And then, and then BWCW over in Port Huron. So I have a bunch of homes. It's not just one.
Cool.
But when it comes to where I started and I guess just where my kind of like, I don't want to say where my heart is 100% at, but where, you know, I guess it just, there's a sentimental thing with BCWA that I don't really have with anybody else. And it's because that's where I started. That's my, you know, that was my home. That was what gave me, that's what got me started as a wrestler. That's what got me trained back in like 2007, you know? And, for me, it's always going to have that special place in my heart. And I, no matter where I'm at, I'm always going to find a way to make an appearance, whether if I get signed by AEW or Ring of Honor or Impact Wrestling or WWE, or if I'm off in Hollywood doing movies, like, I'm always going to find some way to make it back to BCWA in some way, shape, or form.
So you mentioned that they were the ones that gave you your start. You know,
yeah.
Let's dive into that a little bit. What was it that got you into wrestling, and like, how long have you been, you know, interested in the business, and was it your first love?
Yeah. So I became a fan back, I think, in like 1997. I think I was like 9 or 10 or something like that. And I heard a couple of kids on the playground talking about like this guy who was just face painted all up, had a bat, and would just drop down from the rafter and like just beat the crap out of opponents. So
we got a caller. Hello?
Justin May.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
How am I not surprised?
And they're talking about the power of Logan. I appreciate that.
Oh, shit. This is Justin Maine's opponent, the Dread King Logan.
Here
so,
you go. You compliment him one time, and he's already running it through his head.
Justin, you have such jokes, but the joke will be on you once we face off in the ring, you punk.
The joke's going to be on me. Okay. Solid comeback.
Okay. So now that we've got you on here, I mean, clearly you were paying attention to Justin's thoughts on the match. Tell us what you think is going to happen this Saturday there, Dread King.
Yeah, what'd you think about that promo that I put out?
Justin, I'll give it to you, man. That was actually pretty entertaining.
I got you pretty good, didn't I? Oh, that was good.
Yeah, you did. And, you know, the little bitch comment at the end really got me deep. Cut me really deep, Justin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I honestly, I love the fact that every time we face off, you can say, don't hit me here or here, or here, or here, but just don't hit the face. Justin, I'm going to target your face, and I'm going to mess it up, and I'm going to mess your whole Hollywood fake delusional dreams up.
Okay, Logan. You know what I'm going to target? Your ego. I'm going to crush it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hurt your ego. I may not hurt you physically because I know you're a bigger guy than me. You're probably much stronger too. But I'm going to hurt your ego because when I beat you, when I actually make you lose that match, you're going to be crying. And the Dread King is going to become the Sob King. And I'm going to feel not so bad once that crowd starts turning on you because you're crying in the middle of the ring because I just beat you. Sorry, bud.
But Justin, what happens? What happens if you lose? Then what? Then what happens, Justin? Not the hero anymore, huh? You turn to the other side and see it from my eyes? Justin, I'm going to let you see things through my eyes for once. I cannot wait to step into this ring. Smash your face into the ground. Lock on the Dread End and make you tap.
Look, Logan, let's cut the bullshit. I stood up in your wedding years ago.
This is true, Jason.
I stood up in your wedding. I have been nothing but a good friend to you. And then all of a sudden you come back to BCWA and you wanna make a point to, you know, make me look lesser than you. I did nothing but vouch for you to come back, and then this is what I get. Is there something that you're not telling me about how you feel truly about me? What is it, Logan? Why don't you air it right now? Why don't you share it?
You got it. Let's raise the truth, Justin. You are the top of the ladder at BCWA. And if I want to conquer BCWA, I have to knock you off the top. And I'm going to do it by any means possible. I want to prove to the world that I'm better than Justin Maine because Justin Maine is the best right now.
He just admitted you're the best right now. How do you feel about that?
I feel real good. Aw, shucks. Thanks, Logan. That was really nice of you. I didn't expect you to say that. I take that back. I didn't expect you to say that because I do my best to be the best in BCWA. It is my goal to be the best wherever I go. You can call that cocky. You can call that confident. I don't give a shit what you call it. But that's Justin Maine in a nutshell. That's why my last name is Maine, because I am the main event no matter if I'm first match or last match. Logan, you're one of the best performers I've ever worked with in my life. And at one point, I called you a best friend. I wish I still could. But when you did what you did this past summer, when I was already injured and you decided to just jeopardize my career, you know, the way you did, without concern, without care, because you wanted to be the best in BCWA, to me, that's bullshit. I would have never have done that to you. And for you to go in that direction when you didn't need to, just to prove a point? Okay.
So, Logan, tell us a little bit about that, man. You know, Justin was just talking about the longstanding relationship with you guys. Tell us what happened, man. You know, why?
Let me tell you what I just did here. See, I told the world that Justin was the best, and he instantly bit onto it and had to go and talk about himself. Justin, do you really think that you're the fucking best? I'm the Dread King, Justin, and I'm going to beat the shit out of you and take me to your leader. I proved to the world the person with the ego is you. Because as soon as you get that moment, all you care about is yourself.
Here's the thing,
top
Logan.
Of the ladder. I'm top of the fucking mountain, kid.
Here's the thing, Logan. I know I have an ego. I have admitted to it fully. And it's because I've earned it. I've deserved it. I've worked hard for my ego. What have you done? Tell me what you've done.
I'm about to beat
Seriously.
You.
You took years off while I was grinding and hustling my ass through the independent circuit, through WWE. I busted my ass to have an ego, Logan. So for you to try to make me look like a piece of shit because you took some time off to really figure out who you were, that sucks. And that makes me think that this isn't about being the best. I think you're salty. I think you're jealous. I think you're envious. Everything that you mentioned in your little promo video, I think that's you and how you feel towards me. Again, I'm not trying. I may sound like a bad guy right now. Hell, I might sound like a heel, but it's the truth. And it really hurts me that you feel like you need to go in this direction with me when it could have been something that we could have handled backstage. It sucks, man. Like, it really truly does suck. But if this is where you want to go, then this is where we're going to go.
Justin, I created this. And I take me to your leader. I'm going to end this. You have a great night.
You too, Logan.
Well, then, I told you there was a good chance that he might do that. He's got a habit for doing those kind of things. But what are your thoughts? You know, tell me about it, man. Like, you were talking about, you know, now you've got all the more reason to want to see that match. Does him calling and doing some bullshit like that, you know, piss you off more, or does it just motivate you more?
It just sucks, man, because it was a friendship that I was hoping that maybe we could recover. I was hoping it was something that we could fix, you know? It just sucks that we have to more so go in this direction. It's not what I wanted. It's not what I still want. I wish this thing could be fixed, but it's at the point right now where if he's that dead set on proving a point with me, then I have to be even more focused on proving a point to him. So
if that wasn't enough for you to want to come out this Saturday, we will be there. Justin's going to be there. Logan's going to be there. You got BCWA. Take me to your leader, Wyandotte, Michigan, Copeland Center. We'll be there. You need to be there too. Before we get into the second half of the show, I got to give a shout out to our sponsor real quick, Stransky & Company. Stransky & Company is a top producing real estate team, specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They are the real estate easy button. If you're looking to sell, invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. You can follow them on all their social medias at Stransky & Company. And if you go to our website at kl3cpod.com, there's a nice layout with all their links. But, yeah, man, if you guys are in the market for a house, whether it's you know, you're looking for a brand new house, you're looking for, you know, a refinished house, man, Matt Stransky's the way to go. They've been real good to us. Check them out. You know, guy knows some jiu-jitsu. Pretty cool dude. So now that we get back to the show, Justin, you know, we were talking about in a little bit in the open that you have been doing some movie stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, from what I see from social media, it looks like things are starting to pick up for you. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on, what you've been doing in 2019, because you seem to be all over the place.
Yeah. So things have picked up pretty substantially this year. I had a really busy 2018 in terms of filming, and a lot of the stuff that I filmed in 2018 is finally starting to come out this year and next year. So I basically just attended a premiere over in Hollywood at the Famous Chinese Theater. For a movie I did last year called Eternal Code. That was a great experience. It's my first like Chinese theater premiere that I've ever gone to. And it was just, it was a nice experience. So, yeah, so that was great. Spent a little bit of time over in Hollywood and LA. Just came back recently, and now I have, what do I have coming up? I believe I have a couple of short films that I'm doing over the next month or so. And then I should next year I'll be filming an actual Western feature over in New Mexico.
So. Cowboy Justin now, huh?
Cowboy Justin Maine.
Kind of like Cowboy Chris Jericho, except yeah. Jericho hated it.
I have to grow. Actually, I have to wear a blonde wig for that one, so that should be a good time.
So, how did you get into acting, man? Like you told us about the wrestling thing. Where? How does that come to be? And was acting always something you wanted to do? Or like, tell me about it.
Yeah. So acting was actually. I was an actor before I was even a pro wrestler. I just got out of the business due to a couple of just personal matters that I had before I got like really serious about acting and modeling. Then I got into pro wrestling, and everybody knows that whole story. And then eventually I got back into acting in 2014 after I did Jurassic World down in New Orleans. So it's been kind of like my passion since then, and something that I really truly enjoy doing. It's just, to me, it's acting is just like wrestling. It's artwork. Everybody has their own interpretation of it. They have their own way of playing their characters or of getting into these moments. But the biggest thing to me is just being able to tell a story, and telling a story, whether it's a match, you know, from bell to bell, or if it's a character in terms of the arc that the character goes through during that entire movie or TV show, is something that I really enjoy doing. So.
Tell me about that Jurassic World, dude. How the hell did that come to be, and what was that like?
Okay, so this is a true story. A lot of people, when I tell this, they don't believe me when I tell them. But I heard there's a casting call for Jurassic World back in March 2014, and it was just for extras. So it's not something that like I had a legitimate speaking role in. But it was my 5-year-old childhood dream to be a part of a Jurassic Park film. Like I always wanted to be a part of it. Like Jurassic Park is my favorite film of all time.
Okay.
So found out about this casting call, and it somehow ironically fell on the weekend of my birthday in March 28th.
It was a birthday present.
Yeah. So my girlfriend at the time, we decided to basically fly down there last second and attend the casting call on my birthday. We end up going there. We talked to the casting director. And we just tell her our story, like, we're from Michigan, it's my birthday today, like, it's my 5-year-old childhood dream come true. And she's like, okay, we're going to find some way to get you in this. I love you guys. You guys are cute. You guys are amazing. I have to get you in here. And then a month later, got an email back. I read the email. I literally threw my phone, like, across the room. I think I probably broke it. and then that June, we were down in New Orleans for 10 days, and we filmed for 6. And I remember the first moment that I stepped onto the set, like, I fucking cried. Like, I'm not going to lie. I teared up. Like,
that's dope, though.
You got to think about that. Like, the one place that you've always wanted to go, like, the one dream you've always wanted to live, you're finally doing it. Like, that was profound to me. So once I did that, it was just no going back. Like, I had to pursue acting.
Dude, that's dope, though. Like you said, I mean, for Jurassic Park to be your favorite movie and then to get down there and do that, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So now that you're doing all this with wrestling and acting, you know, like, how is that going to look for you? Is it going to be like a balancing act? Is one going to take, you know, one going to take precedent over the other one? Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see. That's why the whole don't touch my face thing is serious. Don't touch my face, because I need that for like auditions and movie roles. There's only so much that makeup can cover up, you know? So it is.
I need a lot more makeup.
It is something that I am very acting and wrestling. It's hard to say. Like, I don't know which one's going to hit big first. I've been at wrestling for about like 11 years now. Acting has been more of a recent development, but wrestling's always going to be a love of mine, as well acting. And the goal for myself is just make the brand Justin Maine as big as I can.
Now, with that said, you know, you said you got kind of a big shot with that with Jurassic World, and then you got, you know, all the stuff you've been doing now. You know, have you ever had any tryouts or anything like that with WWE or anything like that?
I've had quite a few. Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. So is that like? Now with the new landscape, you know, with NXT going over to USA tomorrow and all that stuff, like, for you as a guy who's still trying to kind of make his stamp as far as the wrestling side, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts on everything? And if you had your choice, where would you want to go?
Ugh. Well, I think if you're an independent wrestler now, this is probably the best time to be one, just because of the amount of attention that independent promotions are getting online and on TV. AEW becoming a big thing now, Ring of Honor still being, you know, pretty big, Impact Wrestling getting that new TV deal, WWE being worldwide and being the big phenomenon that it is, like, it is the perfect time to be an independent wrestler and to get picked up, because everybody's getting picked up. In terms of where I would go, for me right now,
I know you'd pick who you'd take whatever you got, but I mean, if you're looking at the landscape, which one is most intriguing to you?
WWE has always been like the big dream of mine. It's one I've worked hardest for. I've had numerous tryouts with WWE over the past several years, so it's something that I've always wanted to work for. However, with my acting career, I don't know if that's a feasible option. So AEW is looking mighty, 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 mighty good. So it's not like I would turn down either. I would obviously want to hear what both sides would have to offer and what I could offer them, because it's a two-way street. It's a mutual thing. So I want to see what would essentially fit my path the best and which one, I guess, would want to have me fit their path. So
what are your thoughts on this whole thing with them going head-to-head on Wednesdays? You think – you know, what are your thoughts on AEW's actual impact, and what do you think that what kind of mark do you think they're going to be able to really leave against WWE?
I think they're touching upon a different audience than WWE is. I think they're targeting more of the 18 to 49 demographic, whereas WWE is still skewing a little bit more towards young. They're also skewing more towards female too, which, I mean, it's a good market to hit. That's something that you want to do, especially right. if you're still hitting the 18 to 49. However, I think AEW is, again, targeting more of that adult audience, and I think that's kind of like a niche that isn't really being hit on a national scale or worldwide scale. So I don't really know if they're going to – NXT for sure is probably going to compete big time with AEW, but I don't know how it's going to compete with SmackDown and Raw because they're almost two entirely different programs. So
when we were down there for StarCast, you know, like that's something that they like specifically spoke about, like in depth. They were like, you know, we're not trying to compete against them. And after like kind of feeling the environment of what their shows are like and what StarCast was like even though, yeah, they've got TNT, yeah, they've got Jericho and they're doing the whole Wednesday thing. I think that that's really a thing. Like, I don't think they're really looking at this as, yo, us versus WWE. It's more, I think when they said that they wanted to be that change and that different, you know, that alternative, from the vibe I got, that kind of seems to be what it's going to be. And like you said, I mean, for me, just being the, you know, just a wrestling fan, you know, it's cool because now you're legitimately like, okay, what the hell? What's going to happen now? Because you got NXT and AEW are going to be head to head. You've got SmackDown's going to go to Fox, and Fox has already made it clear that they don't want like the cookie cutter product like they were doing before. Like, I've seen multiple reports from their people that have said they don't want the kiddie product, and that they want, you know, WWE as a whole. And it's clear that at the very least, even if WWE isn't threatened by AEW, they see they're there, because if you pay attention, as soon as everything keeps getting announced, WWE keeps trying to come up with a counter. Like, they just came out again that they're going to do another draft to reshake everything up before they go to Fox. And obviously NXT go, if you think NXT going to USA didn't have to do with that, you're an idiot.
But I don't blame them either.
I don't blame them at all.
They have a product very similar to AEW, and it
makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense to counter essentially what AEW is.
Yeah, and that's the closest thing that you're compared to. So, I mean, if you're going to make competition, that would be where you would make it, because everybody knows that their weekly show is not going to be on the same, you know, on the same thing as a Raw or SmackDown. So I think, if anything, like you said, it makes for some good stuff. Did you catch any of Clash of Champions last weekend?
I unfortunately did not. I caught kind of like a review and a recap of it. I saw a little bit of some of the matches, but I unfortunately was unable to watch the pay-per-view.
Thoughts on The Fiend?
I love the gimmick. I love that it completely reinvented and reshaped Bray Wyatt's career. It shows that creativity can really still be like a big thing in this business, and something like that's unique, like The Fiend, I think is a good step forward. Now, if other wrestlers can come up with very similar, creative, unique, original ideas, I think that could really help push everything forward. I think the best moments we've ever seen in pro wrestling have been ones that were, you know, off the top of the wrestlers' heads. I don't think it was anything that was scripted. I think it was something that was just kind of like, here's a good idea. I want to try a run with it. Let's see what happens. And I think The Fiend is very similar to that. That was Bray Wyatt being like, okay, let's go for it. Let's try it. If this fails, it fails. But if it succeeds, this could be a big thing.
I mean, I like the fact that I think my favorite part of it so far has been, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about storytelling and how it didn't need to be, you know, so jumbled and things. Like, I think that's my favorite part of this thing, is that, like, but whether it be the Firefly Funhouse or, you know, what, now that they've actually got him in the ring, I like the fact that it's been like spread out so far.
Yeah.
Because I hate when you bring something and then it's hot and you see it's hot and then they just hot shot it and then it goes to shit. Like, the fact that they've actually let it breathe and stuff like that. And even like the way they ended Raw the other night, where they had like just the Firefly Funhouse thing just kind of die out into Stone Cold Show. Mm. Like, little things like that to me, I think, are the cool thing. Cause I think as I get older, I like the story of it I mean, don't get me wrong. I love to see a great match, but make me want to see you guys have the match, you know? And with this, with him and Seth and the way that they even intertwined that into his thing with Braun, I think that was good because they haven't done stuff like that in a while. It's funny though, because now also we also saw Rowan and Harper are back together when everybody thought that they were sitting Harper out.
Yeah.
And now you see them back together, man. It's just crazy how in WWE you can see guys get like, there'll be five different things within, you know, 2-3 years. Like now you've got Ziggler and Ruder together and all that kind of stuff. So with, you talked about some of the moments that wrestling fans remember the most being the ones that are off the top of wrestlers' heads. You know, what are some of the things that were for you that got you into it? Like you said, 97 was when you started watching, but what are the memorable ones that stick out to you? Like for me, I know Stone Cold. And the first one that I ever saw when I first started watching it was The Undertaker. Cause I remember I saw his entrance and I'm like, what's going on? I started watching in 90, end of 97, early 98. So I was like six and I saw, you know, I saw his entrance just like, dude, what is that? What is that? So for you, what was it?
So Sting obviously versus the NWO was like a huge thing for me. That was what like hooked me way back in the day when I was younger. Since then, I think some of my favorite moments would have to be like the Booker T and Stone Cold brawl in the supermarket.
That was
like,
awesome.
That was one of my favorite moments ever because like you could tell like obviously they knew they were going to be brawling in a supermarket, but I guarantee you almost everything in that entire thing was just unplanned. So just went for it. Just did it.
Do we got a caller?
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir. What's up, Blackwell?
Oh, you know who I am. Isn't that cute?
I knew that voice sounded familiar. I had a feeling.
So here's the thing. Should I be an asshole, intervene, or no? Or just let them talk?
Well, you already intervened, didn't you?
Am I on with you guys now?
Yeah, you are. Oh, on the line with us is BCWA promoter Mike Blackwell.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm more than that. Okay, so let me say something
here. In Studio 88.
Oh, okay, now there's a delay. Okay, so I'm looking at both of you now. There's a delay on the screen here.
Uh-oh. Don't watch the video
so,
while you're
Kyle,
talking.
Can I say something?
Don't. You'll get confused. Just listen to the phone.
You got Justin Maine. You look over at that guy. You got Justin Maine in studio with you, and you're talking about some phony 1980s play fight crap that's on television right now, and you've got a real life celebrity next to you, a man that's in movies, a man that's on TV, a man that is a real deal, and you're talking all this nonsense crap that's on television. You want to talk about what's real, talk about the man right next to you right now.
Oh shucks,
look at that there, man.
You know what, Justin,
I thought he
hated
me.
Too,
didn't you
guys just became best friends, bro.
Didn't you hate me last year? Like, what's going on?
Well, you know what? Can I tell you? You earned my respect. You beat my man. You beat my man. And now, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. But you beat my man, and I got to respect you for that. And I'll tell you what, this Saturday, I got your back, buddy. I think you're going to take it. I think you're going to beat the Dread King. I'm just saying.
It's quite the cosign there, man.
Well, I guess.
I'm just putting it out there. I thought I was talking to some kind of, you know, big deal kind of, you know, phone screener there at first when I called in. I didn't want to just jump in the middle of your talk about the old Fed, but I apologize for that, gentlemen.
You're all good, sir. So now since we're talking about BCWA, Take Me to Your Leader this weekend, tell us your thoughts on the show as well, Mike. I mean, now that you've told us you've made your pick for Logan, what are your thoughts on the rest of the card?
You know, I'll be honest with you. Justin Maine, the man, look at that face. Look at that ensemble, those glasses, that T-shirt, that physique. The show's about him. I'll tell you what, though. You come out Saturday night, you won't be disappointed. The show's going to be fantastic. But the man right next to you is the guy you should really talk about.
I hear you. I hear you. So I wasn't shocked by Logan, but I wasn't expecting Blackwell, man. What are your thoughts on the cosign?
I'm not.
About Justin Maine?
I was talking about just – I was asking Justin what he thinks on you just coming out and, you know, putting him over like that, man. You guys had quite the beef.
I guess.
We still do. He's an asshole. But he's a good asshole.
I'm a great asshole.
I'm just saying. You're a winner or you're a loser. And I'm a winner. Justin knows I'm a winner. And Justin knows I do what I got to do to win. And I can respect that in the man. He does the same thing.
Holy shit.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
At least now we know that he's a good asshole. Not just an asshole, but he's a good asshole.
Great asshole.
At least we know that.
He's a great asshole.
He's a bleached, clean porn star asshole. He's not some dirty asshole you're going to find at any other place.
From Vegas.
And I'm saying this because this is a grown-up show. My show's a family show, and no kid should be up this late at night. So I'm okay saying
that. So you're
this.
Saying we can't say that we're great assholes in like front of the live crowd?
Find a better way, like pristine butt. If you say that,
so
you're
like a
all
bleached
right.
asshole. Can I be like, hey, I'm a bleached asshole? Is that okay?
I would just say pale anus, maybe.
Pale anus. What
the? You can say that at the show.
That sounds like some. That sounds like some sort of weird beer, like a pale anus.
Oh my god!
Well,
do they make that in Grand Rapids? Like, what is that? Pale anus?
I don't even have nothing for this. We just totally got into like a different, like five different kinds of assholes. BCWA, take me to your leader.
Would you call this a pale anus?
I mean, shit, that could be a pale anus. It's kind of light.
It's pretty good.
Hey, you know what? Devin's been talking for the last 30 minutes of how handsome Justin is, and no one said a word about it in the chat.
Devin's not in studio, Mike.
Yeah, that dude moved to Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say, Devin's not here.
You see them? You guys watch the chat there or no?
I don't have it open.
I don't have it up right now. No, I don't have it open.
Well, let me tell you.
Well, it looks like
Devin is saying.
I need to. I need to see this. Oh, I do see Devin's watching. I'm looking at it right now.
I didn't have a connection in here. That's why I didn't have it open.
I'm opening it up right now. Give me 1 second.
Devin's got like 30 messages about how handsome Justin is, and I'm sitting here watching. You guys are talking about Bray Wyatt. I'm like, what the hell?
Excuse me to those that were in the live feed. I didn't get any notifications on my phone either because I had it set up for it, but I didn't know we had any.
Well, there you go.
Look at Blackwell. See, you know, I knew there was a reason I liked you, man. You know, not only do you let us come in and do stuff at your shows, but then you're letting me know what's going on in my live feed when I don't got a connection. See, I knew there was a reason I liked you.
I'll tell you, brother, you got problems. I got answers.
Yo, damn, Devin, you're not kidding.
Devin, thank you so much.
Good Lord.
I appreciate that. Do you want me to sign you an autograph? A photo that I can give
Devin
you an autograph.
Do we need to have a talk when we get off the air, brother? I mean, I know you've been in Texas one day, but I'm kind of scared now. We've also got Jake Frost telling us that you're a future Academy Award winner, just so you know.
That's actually the goal, and I'll tell you what. Like, the funny thing is, like, I actually have that on my keychain to remind me every single day. I have a little Academy Award trophy on my keychain. I just try to tell myself one day this thing is going to be mine. I'll be the first pro wrestler to ever win one.
Hey, man, you know what they say. You know, you put things out into the universe, that's, you know, that's how things happen.
I believe it.
I mean, look, dude, we were just bullshitting and ended up at StarCast last month, you know? So, I mean, anything can happen. All you got to do is put some work in.
A lot of shit can change in a year, believe me. I've experienced this numerous times in my life, so I'm a firm believer.
Well, you're right, and you're both welcome, because what started a year ago?
BCWA, last July.
This is true. I mean,
yeah, I'll take all the credit for that. You go ahead. You cut me some checks. Royalties. Go ahead. You do your thing.
So in case any of you guys didn't know, all the sponsors and all that, man, it was BCWA. We just kept it quiet. Just kidding.
BCWA was running the shit.
Yeah, they were running it behind the scenes. We just didn't tell you. Just kidding. As we go, you know, is there anything else that you're looking forward to on this card? You know, you've got your match. There's the Alex Weir match. You've got, I mean, the Alliance title's always, you know, crazy. You know, what else are you looking forward to?
I think the number one match, and it's not like I'm not looking forward to every single match, because I am, but the one that I'm really eyeing out the most right now is Alex Weir versus Orlando Christopher, without a doubt. for a couple of different reasons. I have experience working with both men. They're both phenomenal talents. Alex is a huge up and coming wrestler. Like, the fact that he has been in the business for, like, I think less than 5 years at this point, he's as good as he is astounding. And then Orlando is one of the, you know, one of the best veterans in the state.
So I don't think people realize he's been around.
They don't. A lot of people don't realize how long.
Because I didn't know until I got to know him, and I was like, damn, I would have never. I just wouldn't have knew. Yeah.
He's crazy experience, and he's extremely good. Very, very. He keeps you on your toes. Both of them do. But I'm looking forward to that match for another reason in particular, and that's because I didn't technically lose the BCWA championship. I wasn't pinned. I wasn't submitted. I had to give it up. So whatever happens in this match is something that I need to pay very, very close attention to, especially when my ultimate goal is getting that BCWA championship back.
So I'm putting you on the hot seat. Who's going to win and why?
It could go either way. If the match goes long, I think Orlando might have a better shot. However, Alex is very quick to strike. So if he's very hard to prepare for because, again, he's a world renowned like martial artist. Like, he's competed in other countries in martial arts tournaments. Like, he can knock you out very, very quickly, and you have to be very, very attentive towards him. So if Alex gets, you know, Orlando with one of those kicks or anything of that sort, it could be over a lot quicker than we expected. So if it goes long, Orlando, because he's experienced in those types of environments. But if Alex gets one of his kicks or shots in on him, I think it could be Alex.
Blackwell, since you're on the line, who do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know for a fact there's strength in numbers. And I'll tell you what, as much as I love Orlando Christopher, I mean, hell, he won the championship. He brought my little boy into the ring with him. He celebrated with my son. And that really touches me. But I'll tell you what. There's a newcomer coming to BCWA September 21st that's part of the DTA, part of the Death Threat Army, and his name is Adam Wick. So with that new member there, I think Alex Weir's got some, you know, he's got some people in his corner. Who knows?
So they've added another one to the ranks, man. You got Karam's over here trying to take over Evolve. Now they're adding more people to DTA. DTA's trying to take over, man.
DTA is growing. They've got Adam Wick. They've got Karam. They've got Jack Price. They've got, you know, Alex Weir. They've got, it's just growing and growing. They're out there. They're everywhere. And, you know, more and more of them are coming to us. So who knows? I mean, my money's on Christopher because, you know, he holds a special place in my heart. But I'll tell you, I would not count out the DTA.
So I'm putting you on the hot seat now. So if our guest Justin Maine takes out the Dread King, so is he going to get a shot at the winner of Weir and Christopher?
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I've relinquished that ability to make those decisions because it's clearly obvious with past situations that I'm not capable of making those decisions selflessly. So you know what? At this point, I don't know. It really relies on the board of directors, which is, you know, it's a real thing. So I can give my opinion. I'm involved in a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, but when it comes to matchmaking, that's not my deal. I couldn't tell you.
That pretty much sums that up. Anyway, BCWA this weekend going to be in Wyandotte, Copeland Center. And then, as always, you got the after party at the Firehouse Pub, right?
Yes, sir. And there's a special Tony Hoffa bachelor party happening the same night, starting at the after party. Yeah, fans want to show up and tag along. They're more than welcome to see wherever he goes.
Oh, shit. That's going to be nuts.
I feel like this might be the funnest part of the show, but shit. Also, this weekend, you know, as most of you guys know, usually when we're there at the BCWA shows, you always see us giving our live interviews, all that kind of stuff. You know, we've had the Rascals, Colt Cabana, all kinds of people that they've brought into BCWA have all come across the show while we've been there. I highly advise you to stay tuned to our YouTube and our social medias coming up because we're going to be giving you a real cool look at BCWA and, you know, local shows maybe in a way that you might not have seen them before. So I would definitely keep your eyes tuned to Knockouts and Three Counts YouTube, as well as our Facebook and all that good stuff. More about that to come. So before I let you get out of here, Justin, there's a question that we ask everybody that comes on the show. We've had everybody from Colt Cabana to Congo Kong and all in between. We call it our locker room etiquette segment. And we've had everything from keep your baby mama out the locker room, wash your balls, shake everybody's hands, bring your own squirt bottle, all kinds of stuff. Is there anything in the wrestling game in particular that's a pet peeve of a movie star such as yourself that just pisses you off? Or anything that you'd tell anybody if they were coming in?
Probably two things.
Okay.
Please,
shoot.
Please work out. For the love of fucking God, please go to the gym. You don't have to be the world's strongest man or anything like that, but please go to the gym. Like, if you can't even support your own body weight, how the hell do you think you're going to be a pro wrestler and even make it in pro wrestling? So that's number one. Number two, get fucking gear. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, super glittery or sparkly or sequined out shit, but, like, just if I see your gear on eBay or at Hot Topic, you have a fucking problem. And if I see a fucking t-shirt, this is my number one pet peeve. If I see one more fucking t-shirt, unless it fits your gimmick, I'm going to lose my shit. And if I wrestle you with a t-shirt on, I'm going to rip it off. Straight up. If it fits your gimmick, cool. Good for you. But I'm telling you, if it doesn't fit your gimmick and you're wearing it because you're trying to hide stuff, you're in fucking spandex in a ring wrestling other men. Embarrassment is not a thing anymore at this point. Take your fucking t-shirt off, please. It makes the show look 10 times better. It makes everything look 10 times better. Take the t-shirt off.
Blackwell, your thoughts?
Well, you asking me the locker room etiquette?
You go ahead and answer it if you'd want as well. You've got a different side being a promoter.
I got a few of them, and I can speak from being in charge of locker rooms. I'll tell you, I agree with Justin. But one thing that drives me absolutely crazy, after the show is over, get the hell out or tear down the ring. That's it. I don't care what you do. Get the hell out or tear it down.
Hey, that's fair. I ain't got nothing for that one. That's completely fair and straightforward, dude. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. Before we let you get out of here, you know, are there any like release dates or anything like on any of your movie stuff or anywhere else that anybody can find you that you got to plug out? Feel free to let them know where you're going to be at.
Yeah. So this year I have Christmas Coupon, which is a Christmas Hallmark style movie coming out roughly in December. I know it's going onto pre-orders. It's already on the Target website. We're eyeing out Amazon and I believe Comcast for release on that. We're still negotiating with a couple of other networks, but the premiere for that will be December 2nd in Novi. Next year, I will have The Wendigo coming out in fall 2020. What else do I have coming out? I have a few other things coming out, like a few short films coming out this fall, so stay on the lookout for that. You can find that on my social media. And then I start production on Royal Flush, which is that Western that I brought up earlier in New Mexico. Cowboy Justin Maine in 2020.
Man, this dude's about to be everywhere. So pay attention to his social medias. Where can they find you and all that good stuff? Justin Mainoff on Twitter. What are the other ones?
Yeah. So on Facebook, it's Justin Main. If you want to like the page, it's at Justin Main Official. Instagram is the same line, at Justin Main Official. Twitter is Justin Main Off. Snapchat is the Justin Main. And you can look up matches and promos and some clips from my films that I've done in the past on my YouTube. Just look up Justin Main.
Blackwell, before we get out of here, man, let everybody know a little bit about BCWA this weekend, where they can get tickets, how much, all that good stuff, time it starts. You know the deal.
Go BCWA.com. 6 p.m. is when the show starts. Coming early at 5:30 p.m., but I'll tell you what, Justin Main, he's the man of the hour. He's the man to watch. And Justin, I got a cowboy hat if you need one for your Western movie. Otherwise, go BCWA. You know where to find us. You know who we are. You know where to be.
That sums it up, and you can find us at KO3C Pod on Twitter and Instagram, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook. And if you go on the website, like I said, all of our episodes up there. So we got everybody from Booker T, Eric Bischoff, Bruce Pritchard, Colt Cabana, The Rascals, Human Tornado. We can keep going. So if you want to catch up on the old episodes, all of our archives are up there. Also, shout out to our sponsors again, Stransky and Company. And like Mike said, make sure you're there this Saturday, Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan, BCWA. And that's about it for us, man. You can find me at Detroit Knockout on Twitter and Instagram, and Kyle Collison on Facebook. Peace.